With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What makes a resume great, and what are the things that you shouldn't include in your resume? That's what we're going to talk about in this new Get Hired podcast episode with a very special guest, Mr. Pat Soyao, who is an HR practitioner, a podcast host for Job Defined, and a businessman at Professional Headhunter. Listen to his tips at Matuto Kayo so that you can get that dream job really, really soon. That's what we're going to talk about today. Okay, so like I promised you, we have an expert right now to talk about how to write a great resume. He's also the host of Job Defined, a new podcast that you can listen to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. We have Mr. Pat Soyao today. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Thanks, Laika, for having me.
All right. We're talking before recording about how things are different these days, and everyone is looking for a job, for a new opportunity. And I listened to your episode, and you said that, you know, your resume is like a ticket, right? That's a ticket that it could get you in when it comes to yung trabaho. So my question would be this, Pat, straight to the point. If you're writing a resume and you're a fresh grad or someone who's thinking about switching careers, what are the things that they should include? So yung should talaga compelling. Ano yung mga hindi pwedeng wala sa isang resume?
Okay. Well, basically the three basic things: name, work experience, and education. For the work experience, I'll get to the name later. For the work experience, it's basically please put there the recent ones first instead of the first ones. And of course, for the education. So those two things are, or those three things are the first things we look at as headhunters or recruiters, because even before the pandemic, there were a lot of resumes that we screen every day. Mm-hmm. Even more so during the pandemic right now. Because since a lot of people got unemployed, that means a lot more applicants. So there's been an influx of sangkatutak na aplikante every single day. And if the average time is 6 seconds before pandemic, more so, baka mas bumaba pa yan now. Because we have to screen efficiently. So if you look at your work experience, we're looking for something that's relatable to us, which is what? Kung ano ba yung position na hinahanap namin? Ano ba yung industriya? For example, kung sales ka, if you want to be in sales, or if you have experience in sales, you want to transition, business to business ka ba? Business to consumer na sales? So those are totally different things. So you have to be very specific. Keywords are very important. Less flowery words, short and sweet. Kasi pag yung keywords na yan, yan din yung sinabi sa mga recruiters, yan din yung hinahanap ng mga nagbabasa na may-ari. Kung nakita na yan sa resume mo, and if it's not something generic, then most likely you'll catch their attention. So name, and then education is basically validating if you had the right foundation for this particular job.
Yeah. All right, great point, Pat. No, you said it's not just about experience, the relevant work experience. Like, you really have to think then kung anong part or aspect ng role that you played in before yung magiging fit doon sa current job that you're applying for. And it's something that I've been talking to you guys about, yung kung paano ipa-personalize yung isang resume, depende sa kung anong industry yung papasukin mo, ano yung company, ano yung culture nila, ano yung mga words, action words, mga verbs, strong verbs na pwede mong ilagay. Hindi pwedeng in charge of this lang, lahat in charge of this, like ano exactly yung ginagawa mo, no? Pero paano naman daw ito, kasi this is a really common question, paano naman yung fresh grads na walang legitimate work experience? Like the most that they had would be siguro an internship while they were in still in school, or maybe just a summer job. Like paano naman sila, like how can they frame their resume?
I think that's a very normal concern for fresh grads, no? Mga minsan may mga nakikita pa tayong joke, 10 years of experience pero fresh grad yung. So those are some ridiculous things. It does happen. It's very disappointing and unfortunate that it's still happening up to this day. 5 years of experience pero fresh grad position. So how can you stand out? Me personally, in my opinion, kumbaga, kung fresh grad ka, ang puhunan mo talaga is character. So you gotta really, character, potential, and vision. It might sound cliche, but like for example, if I see in your resume that you are a dean's lister, for example, cum laude, I think there, it proves one thing to me, that you are a very structured person, and it seems like you know how to follow instructions. And nasipag ka. Definitely. Kasi for you to achieve that particular grade, pinagtrabahuan mo. So it says a lot about you and your character. And unfortunately, that ends there. So the character is very important. Potential, it's hard to, since you have no results yet, you have to show the employers your potential. And how do you show your potential? Well, one thing is research. Mm-hmm. If you want to impress the employers, you do your research, check about the company, and see where you can align, and then create some suggestions. So I had several experiences where an applicant went in, and then ang bukang bibig niya agad, actually, I saw on your website, tapos feeling ko, pwede natin gawin ganito. That level of enthusiasm is very, very impressive for students, and that means you did your homework, you did your research. And this is not just theories, no, that I'm sharing. We actually hired a fresh graduate who's currently leading our research and development. This fresh graduate in one of our companies in Shoppertainment is currently leading, creating ideas and pitching it to us. And then most of it gets approved. Helps us in terms of increasing efficiencies. So office, imagine mo nakikinig kami sa fresh grad. Ganong level ng culture ang ginagawa namin sa Shoppertainment. And then, of course, last is vision. If you don't mind, no, I'd like to share this short story where yes, I remember I got this client of mine, a multinational company. Sabi niya, Pat, I want the top 10 board examinees or top 10 board exam or yung mga pumasa sa top 10. So this is for an engineering company. And then sabi ko, sige. I got one in Cebu. I particularly got curious about this kid in Cebu. So I tried to add him on Facebook. Hindi ako inad. Wala siyang LinkedIn. I tried to, wala yung cell phone. Being a headhunter, I had to be creative. So ang hinanap ko yung chairperson ng school niya. So I called the school up and then sabi ko, you know what, I have an opportunity for this student of yours. And then pinatch niya ako sa landline. Tapos natawagan ko siya sa Cebu. And this kid was not, communication skills was, you know, very average, hindi ganun ka-strong. Hindi rin magaling mag-Tagalog kasi from the province. So, halos broken yung conversation namin the whole time. But, you know, may nakita ako sa bata eh. And then I flew him in sa Manila. And then I remember during the initial interview, this fresh grad went to the client. And then did the initial interview, went back to me and sabi niya, sir, ayoko na. So sabi ko, ano kung ayaw mo na? I just got a text that you made it to the next round. Doon ka na sa general manager. So sabi ko, bakit naman? Eh sir, yung mga kasama ko, galing top universities eh. Ang gagaling mag-English, no? And ang ganda ng suot. Ako, tahimik lang ako. Tapos sila, ang ganda ng mga lakas ng dating. Ayoko na. Uwi na ako sa amin. And it really broke my heart. Sabi ko, no, I think, sabi ko nga sa kanya, you know what, push against the wall, even underdog can bite back. Pwedeng lumaban.
Yes.
So sabi ko, you're pushed against the wall right now. Ipit ka, pero lumaban ka. So sabi ko sa kanya, go to the final interview to the general manager. So he went to the general manager and did the final interview. And then he went back. Sabi ko, kumusta? Sabi niya, okay naman, sir. Sabi ko, ah, talaga? So, yeah, so I wanted to know more. Sabi ko, ano pa nangyari? Ay, bago matapos, nagtanong ako, sir, eh. So sabi ko, ano yung tinanong mo? Medyo kinabahan ako kasi baka sahod. Ayoko lang kasi magmukha sahod yung habol niya. So sabi ko, what did you ask this the general manager? Sabi kasi ng general manager sa akin, sir, kung may last questions na ako. So I asked him. So sabi ko, what was the question? I asked him, what is your vision, sir? And then, of course, being a general manager, they're always enthusiastic about sharing their vision. So, shinare niya. And then, after the GM shared it, he asked the candidate, why did you ask? And then, sabi niya, I just wanted to know, sir, kung yung vision mo aligns sa vision ko. And then, the GM asked, so is it aligned? Sabi niya, opo, sir. And then and there, even if I didn't get any feedback yet from the client, I knew he got the job. Did he get a job? Yes, he did. He did get a job. I was so proud of it. Kasi sabi mo, wow, this kid who thought that the underdog won. And literal, lakas ng loob at karakter ang puhunan ng batang to. And defied the odds. And really, he got hired because of the character. You know, and I'm so happy for him. He got a car plan. He went to Hong Kong. Pinadala sa mga ibang bansa. Nag-training. Talagang gumaling. And again, this is a fresh grad. Really created a break for himself. And ang puhunan lang niya talaga is character. Kasi sabihin mo ng top 10 ka. Pero yung mga kasama mo, top 10 in lahat. So basically, the top 10 is normal. So at that point, ang labanan na lang talaga, character. So yeah.
Still thinking of what career is best for you? My name is Pat Soyo. Check out my podcast where we answer questions and debunk job descriptions by interviewing professionals so we can put an end to our career search. This is Job Defined. Available on wherever you listen to your podcast. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Great story. And again, no, real story, more than the narrative, more than the lesson. This is reality. I think one of the things na gusto ko rin na i-emphasize dito, Pat, is that the hiring managers or the people who are going to be looking at your resume first or are going to interview you, in many ways, they're also rooting for you. Hindi nyo kami kalaban. Hindi nyo kami kaaway. Right, Pat? Nandun ka to encourage the kid. No? Kasi we also want to find the right people for the job. That is the joint role natin. Na to see if you could be the perfect guy or the girl for that opportunity. And we want you to be that person. So, hindi kami nandito to just criticize you or to bash you pag napapasok kayo sa interview. Ang pinaka-goal natin is for us to be aligned, to see if we can move forward after this. So you did say that the name plays a role in the resume, right? So it's your name, your experience, and your education. Confirm ko lang, Pat, no? Pero this is a rather odd question, pero I think in our roots in sociology, medyo may basis siya. Meron akong ito si sa segue din natin to whether a picture is something that you need on your resume or not. Kasi there's this study, right, that masculine names and certain names like David or Joseph are stronger when it comes to having that foot in the door pagdating sa interviews. And again, there are still people who are leaning towards boys or men in the industry versus women. So if you have a gender-neutral name, like, for example, my first name is Jan. So, minsan yung mga tao, tingin nila pwedeng for boy or for girl. Zandy, who works for me, Alexandra naman, or Zandy kasi is also a gender-neutral name. Do they go through that na lang na parang, okay, I'll just put my name there, tapos wala nang photo, okay lang ba yun? Just so ma-limit yung bias when it comes to male or female.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, in our practice, we don't really put photos. So before we send it to our clients, it's just your name. One thing is there is an effect if you put your picture there. It can be a positive effect or a negative effect, but it's best, again, you're getting this person for their particular expertise and character. Siguro where the looks come into play, maybe if it's entertainment, if it's something, if it's an on-cam job. But if it's going to be, for example, there's a specific look for this particular client, normally, pang mga na yan eh. Pwedeng pang commercials, pwedeng ganun. Technically, commercials still, you need to send your resume to them, right? But for particular jobs, I think it's not really mandatory for you to include your photo. But it does help if you place a photo as well. And even in LinkedIn right now, you can even put a video about a quick introduction about yourself. It gives us a better glimpse of who you are as a person. So whether you put it or not, if you want to be neutral about it, go ahead. But our standard is neutral. And if you want to include your photo, siguro ang pakiusap ko na lang. You know, there's some funny things sometimes sa mga resume. Ang favorite kong recently is yung pagbigay sa amin ng resume, yung picture naka, para siyang nakahiga. Alam mo yun?
Pang profile picture sa social media. Selfie.
Naka-flip yung photo. Alam mo yun, parang na-click niya yung flip sa photo tapos nakakadingin. So parang kami napaganon din kami. So, ano ba naman to? So it's not the photo that created an assumption that, you know, you don't have attention to detail, but the act of not fixing the resume created the perception that you don't have anything, wala kang attention to detail. So yeah.
Yeah, great point. So again, if it doesn't add to, siguro na lang, no, a rule of thumb, if it doesn't add to your profile, if it doesn't add anything, take it out. Hindi siya kailangan. Yung objectives, for example, yung photo mo, kung hindi naman naghahanap ng headshot kasi hindi naman siya for commercial, like you can choose not to include that. Especially if you think siguro na meron ng, baka magkaroon ng certain biases against me. So kung hindi na siya makakatulog, dala natin ilagay. And yes, binabasa ng mga HR practitioners yung ugali ninyo based on your selection ng dami ng fonts or how professional sounding yung resume ninyo. Because wala naman kaming ibang choice but to do that. Siguro, Pat, a quick question then on top of that. We talked about hindi naman sobrang necessary yung photo. Pero what are the other things na nakasanayan siguro in resumes na hindi naman na kailangan? Like, kailangan pa ba yung parents' name? Wait? Do they need to include that?
Like, the funny thing I had before, my vital stats pa. No? So sabi ko, wow. Sabi ko, project ba to? So bakit may vital stats? So those are some ridiculous things. I don't even know why I got there. hindi na kailangan yun. We don't need to know about your parents. We don't need to. If we ask about your parents, it's more small talk, getting to know more about you and your background. But it's not necessarily important for you to. Maybe in the 201 file, if you get hired, just in case we need that for emergency purposes. But in resumes, no. For me, in my opinion, career objectives are gone. As mentioned, if we just look at your name, work experience, and what they call this education, we barely look at the career objectives kasi nagmamadali kami. And of course, We've tried reading it. I think lahat ng HR practitioners, recruiters, even hiring managers tried reading the career objectives over time. And alam na namin yung paulit-ulit na template.
So true.
It's templated, right? And so if you want to stand out, just focus on those three things and then powerful words. Use powerful words, not flowery, no? Gusto ko yung sinabi mo kanina yung in charge of what. An example is may applicant, sabi niya is successfully increased sales by 600%. Mm-hmm. One of the things na one question that we always ask applicants, and you might get this question too, no? And if you want to impress those hiring manager, when you claim success in your resume, identify what your role was in that success. Be specific. Mm-hmm. So I would always ask this, what was your role in that particular success? Ikaw ba lahat yan? Kasi pag hindi mo sinabi, pag sinabi mo ikaw lahat yan at hindi mo ma-explain sa akin, it's gonna backfire. So you better explain what your role was. So was part of the team that successfully hit the target 300%. I was able to hit, I was able to contribute with blah, 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 blah. I would appreciate that more. It says that, that you did your part and then at the same time, you're a team player. And then there's a level of humility there. Because if you claim that you did this and you did that, then there's no such thing as a self-made. No? Somewhere along the way, we had help. So
yes,
those are the things that think that if you know, focus ka dun sa mga powerful words, relevant experience, career objectives. It's for me, it's passe. The name of the parents, the bio, wala na rin. So just go straight to those three things.
All right. So yeah, now you heard it na from Pat himself. Yeah, if hindi naman siya nakadagdag, ni kailangan, wag na ilagay. Just focus on the things na meron talagang bearing. And I guess magandang suggestion din, if you can get another pair of eyes to look at your resume, just so they can point out saan pa ba yung kulang, saan yung medyo malabo. Kasi if ikaw lang, since ikaw din ang nagsulat, di ba, meron na tayong mga bagay na hindi mapapansin agad. So, Pat, question, if for example, meron kang isang stack of resumes that you're looking at right now for a certain position, dahil nga, di ba, you have just a few seconds to look through them. What are your deal breakers? Like, what are the things na, okay, parang auto-pass. Parang yung sinasabi ng kids ngayon, auto-pass dito. Because I saw it sa resume niya.
Siguro yung mga auto-pass, if a complicated looking resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ang daming bars, ang daming lines, ang daming, ano ba to? Diba? So, unless you're applying for a graphic position, you know, if, kasi minsan, pag, if it's an artistic position, like we have clients such as you know, graphic designers, and dami namin nire-recruit na ganyan. If you send us a very, very technical resume, yung tipong nabibili mo sa national bookstore, tapos you're applying for a... Diba yung nakibibili mo sa national bookstore na a resume, tapos ang na-applyan mo, graphic designer, or a copywriter,
oh, no.
Or a, tapos ganun lang yung sinend mo sa akin, give me something more creative. So, but if it's, if you're applying for a very like a very corporate role, too much creativity might make me think na masyado kang creative, baka hindi ka mag-fit dito. Because normally, creative people they like to let loose of their creativity, and then yung mga sa corporate naman very structured. So if it's a if it's a corporate role, and I see a very creative resume, baka I might pass on it and bakunahan ko muna yung iba. So, and then kung masyado naman technical na parang walang laman o sobrang blanco, medyo, or masyadong marami at the same time, for me, the sweet spot is 2 to 3 pages. But the first page, for me, that's prime real estate. So please, can you imagine, ito ha, lagi ko nakikita, pag career objective yung nasa first page, pass yan. Kasi ang dami, parang babasahin mo, haba naman ng career objective mo. And so I'm gonna pass on it and then get, siguro babalikan ko yan mamaya pag yung initial stock ko, naubos ko na, tapos wala akong nakita maganda. Babalikan ko yung next eh, na baka may maganda. So, yun. So if it's, if the first page of career objective, if it's too creative, pero corporate yung role or vice versa. So it has to be very, very tailor-fitted. Parang yung sinabi mo kanina, like, ano, I agree na parang you have to make it very specific to the position you're applying for. If you tailor fit it, ang my advice to fresh graduates and to those who want to shift careers is it's a job application. It's not a raffle, no? More chances. More chances for winning, diba? Hindi siya ganun eh. So, I've had more experiences na pag tailor fit mo, your odds are higher.
Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Yeah, because it shows more than your skills, eh, if you tailor fit it dun sa job or sa position. Or wow, if in some way na-integrate mo yung company's core values dun sa yung roles before. Kasi it shows that you really make an effort. And at the end of the day, I guess, yun naman din yung importante for all of us, right? More than the education, the experience pa nga. Sometimes it's the attitude. The way that the person presents yung kanyang pagiging open to learning, open to growth, teachable ba siya, meron ba siyang character, integrity, and all of these things. Those come through if you make an effort. So E for effort tayo dyan. Okay, so another thing pala, Pat, kasi things changed, eh, right? Dati, kapag sinabi natin resume, you actually go to the place, you hand it over to the secretary or dun sa hiring manager. Pero ngayon, everything's online. So, is there any unique advice, sabihin na natin, in the way that we present ourselves online these days? Kasi everything is going to be through email or through an online interview. Any tips when it comes to online, the online job application process?
Sa akin is, of course, the tailor fitting is, we've been discussing about it. If you want to be smart about it, find the hiring manager. Mm-hmm. Find them. As a headhunter, of course, they're my clients. Minsan nakakainis pag yung aplikante dumiretso sa hiring manager. The reason why, and then of course, matutuwa yung hiring manager kasi, uy, okay to ah. May effort yung effort. You know, aplikante. So if you can actually find that person, the decision maker, this is not just for people who are into, what you call this, fresh grads or for people shifting careers. If you can find that person, ultimately decides on who, if decides on the hiring, that would help you because basically it shows that you maneuvered and then you really made an effort to find this person and you really want the job. So I think that's a very nice tip that I can give everyone. Hanapin nyo kung sino yung hiring manager, and then don't, if you can skip the HR, but most likely babalik nila kayo sa HR, pero you caught their attention. So they're most likely gonna wait for you pag na-process na sila ng HR. So you gotta create a break for yourself, and that's one way of doing that, by finding the decision maker.
Yeah, great tip. Actually, I haven't heard anyone say that in the Philippines, at least. No, yung parang go and pursue itong mga people who are going to make that decision. Guys, use the resources that you could get your hands on. LinkedIn, right? Google. Like, find these people. Address them properly. Parang hindi na siguro ngayon yung panahon. Parang wala na tayong excuse na to whom it may concern lahat ng emails natin or lahat ng mga cover letters natin. Mas maganda if you really find the names kasi it shows nga na may extra effort tayo. So, Pat, again, thank you for your time. We'll try to keep this short because he does have a dedicated episode on Job Defined, the podcast. So if you can tell us more about your podcast and where we can find you, Pat, that would be great.
Okay. So again, thanks for having me, Laika. Well, Job Defined simply came from, it's an advocacy of mine because not a lot of me. It stems from this question, what was your childhood dream? And the normal answer is, I want to be a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, a police, pilot. And we don't end up being like them or our childhood dream. Why? Because our choices were limited. So our choices for our careers were limited to the people or the professions we were exposed to. And that's what I want to solve. And it doesn't mean that, for example, yesterday I was interviewing a business development person. He told me his childhood dream was he wanted to be a priest. And he didn't become a priest, but ultimately, I asked him, what do you like about your job being business development? Well, because I get to help a lot of people if I create businesses and opportunities. And I asked him, what did you like about being a priest? And he said, well, I get to help people. So this is one of the anchors of my show is, you know, you might not end up your childhood dream, but something in your childhood dream is very important. It's not really what you want to be. It's what you want to do. And for that particular person, he wants to help people. And I want to provide you with multiple jobs out there in the market so you can have better options. We only live once. We only live once. And there are 1,000 careers out there, you know, but not enough to live out all those careers in our lifetime. So instead of wasting time, people who are in their quarter life crisis, people who doesn't know what course to take in college, even in their midlife crisis, I can show you particular jobs that you might be a fit to save you from the frustration and time. And that's what, instead of you just reading a vague and random job description, right? So that's why I want to define it through professionals. So if you guys want to learn more, you can just simply drop to my Spotify and that's it.
All right. If you're listening to this, we have the LinkedIn and the title of the podcast in the notes. And again, Pat, thank you for your time. Job Defined, go and check it out. He's had a lot of people from different industries come and tell stories about what they do. So if any of those trigger your interest, maybe that's a good way for you to explore and think about pursuing yung career naman na yun or yung same job opportunity na yun. So again, thank you for your time. And again, thank you for listening to us. I hope meron kayong na-pick up na mga master tips from a real life job hunter. Headhunter pala kayo pala yung job hunter. And hopefully, di ba, malay natin, di ba? If you do the right things, if you put up your LinkedIn profile, baka kahit si Pat, mahanap kayo in the future. So thanks for listening. Follow the podcast if you want more and we'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.